I'm standing at the corner of 15th and I Streets Northwest, in front of a six-story building. The exterior is a mix of limestone, bluestone, and brick. It has offices on the ground level and then private residences higher up. Across the street is a park, McPherson Square, and the Metro's Orange and Blue Line stop is nearby. Traffic is stop and go, and pedestrians are a mix of tourists and downtown office workers. Everyone walks by pretty fast, missing a small plaque attached to the building that identifies it as a National Historic Landmark. For over 60 years, 900 15th Street Northwest was home to the United Mine Workers of America, one of the most influential unions in American labor history. Under the leadership of John L. Lewis, the union played a major role in improving working conditions and pay for coal miners. The union bought the building in 1936, 2 years after moving its headquarters from Indianapolis to Washington, D.C. Before that, the building had served as a social club for Washington's economic and political elite. 1936 was a pivotal year for the American labor movement. The country was still in the midst of the Great Depression. Unemployment hovered around 20%. Strike activity reached its highest level in two decades. And the nation's leading labor organization, the American Federation of Labor, or AFL, was in an uproar. Some of its largest affiliates, including the mine workers, had just formed the Committee for Industrial Organization, or CIO. Dedicated to organizing workers in mass production industries like steel and automobiles, the CIO would soon split from the AFL entirely into the rival Congress of Industrial Organizations. The leader of this breakaway group was John L. Lewis, the longtime president of the mine workers. Lewis was a larger-than-life figure, and at the time was probably the best-known labor leader in the U.S. With his piercing eyes and perpetual scowl, Lewis was well known to labor supporters and opponents alike. He had a booming voice and trademark speaking style. Here he is addressing Congress following a deadly mining disaster in Centralia, Illinois.
Then before God I assert that those who consume the coal and you and I who benefit from that service because we live in comfort, we owe protection to those men first, and we owe the security for their families if they die.
Having a presence in Washington, D.C. was incredibly important for the labor movement during the pivotal years of the 1930s. The decade was a turning point in relations between the federal government and unions. Never before, and never since, had the state intervened so decisively to support workers' rights to bargain collectively. By purchasing its new headquarters building just a few blocks from the White House, the Mine Workers Union was making a statement. It was a force to be reckoned with, and, along with the other CIO unions, a key component of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal coalition. Even though John L. Lewis himself was a lifelong Republican and actually supported Roosevelt's opponent, Wendell Willkie, in 1940. After Roosevelt's victory in the election, protesters hung banners on the front of the UMWA building, calling on Lewis to resign his leadership in the CIO. It's worth noting that anti-union media reports often highlighted, quite gleefully it seemed, the building's opulent appearance. They called it a mansion, or even a palace, not befitting a workers' organization. Another interesting story related to the building is how it fits in to the conflict between the AFL and the CIO. In 1938, with tensions at a peak between the two rival labor federations, the secretary of the D.C. Central Labor Union, an AFL affiliate, accused the mine workers of heating their headquarters building with oil and not coal. An insult, the Central Labor Union argued, to the thousands of unemployed miners suffering the effects of the Great Depression. Local media reported happily on the disagreement. The mine workers retorted that of course the building was being heated by anthracite coal. The AFL and the CIO would eventually merge again in 1955, becoming the AFL-CIO. In 1999, after six decades in downtown D.C., the mine workers sold the building, which was designated a National Historic Landmark in 2005. The union's offices are now in Prince William County, Virginia. But if you find yourself by McPherson Square, you can take a stroll over to 900 15th Street for a look at a building that was once at the center of labor policy making and organizing during the New Deal and post-World War II period. For Labor History Today, this has been Eleanor Mahoney.